from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally, LGKG.com, and by Gutter Helmet. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. You hear the music, everybody loves Raymond. And by the way, City Limits, I lied earlier. I apologize. I completely forgot. When you asked me what my favorite sport is in the Olympic, and I said my favorite sport to watch has been the women's rugby.
Yeah.
I lied. I have a reminder right here on the screen of what my actual favorite sport to watch is, and that would be beach volleyball.
Yeah, women's, beach volleyball.
Women's
great.
Beach volleyball.
Yes, and they're playing right near the...
and yes, I'm that shallow. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I can admit it.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. I was at a little watering hole the other day when they were showing it, and there were actually, a couple of dudes who were trying to act like they were really into the sport aspect of the beach volleyball competition. And by the way, I looked it up, that Chinese lady that just did all that in the trampoline didn't even medal.
Really?
Didn't even medal. Anyway, Ray, how you doing today, man? What's going on? I know you have got a lot on your plate, but today is a different kind of day because it's a night practice, correct?
Yeah, we'll go up to Latrobe Memorial Stadium, and they'll do backs-on-backers again. They'll do some live 11-on-11, and they'll do one-on-ones again with the O-line and D-line and the receivers and the corners. So if you couldn't make it all Tuesday to the first padded practice, tonight is probably your second best bet to get a great feel of a physical football practice at Steelers training camp. Probably one of the two most physical practices of the summer.
Okay. So, it seems anecdotally, Ray, like there's a lightning storm or thunderstorm.
Yeah,
at the Friday night practice, about every other year, doesn't it? It seems like it happens a lot.
Yeah, last year they got through unscathed. 2 years ago, we were sitting on the buses up at St. Vincent. They have school buses for the team and for the media and all the team personnel, and they take you over there. It's like a 5-10 minute ride. We were on the school buses, and it was just coming down in buckets, lightning, and they canceled it. And I think they ended up doing like a walkthrough in the St. Vincent gymnasium. So, yeah, perfect weather isn't synonymous with the night practice. But from what I see today, rain's supposed to stop late morning, early afternoon. So they should be pretty good to get that in tonight.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think, and that's a big deal, One of the things that is always a big deal is, you know, for Latrobe, for the city of Latrobe or the little borough or whatever it is. Latrobe, is it a borough or is it a city? Is it a town? Whatever it is. Latrobe, you know, the Steelers training camp brings a lot of business through, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of people eating in restaurants and going to the, you know, the watering holes up there and everything else. It's an essential part of what goes on up there, which is why I think the Roonies don't want to move. You know, a lot of teams are just going away from training camps and basically holding the training camps at their own facilities, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons why they don't want to move it.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, you should have seen the line to just make the left off of 30 when you go into St. Vincent on Tuesday for the first day in pads. I mean, it took like five lights for people to turn in there. So it's every single day. And I think with the morning practices, it's interesting. People just make a day of it in a different way now. You go for practice in the morning, then you grab lunch or dinner on your way out. So it's not the same as it used to be, although you do have afternoon practices on the weekend. So you got a little bit of the best of both worlds there. But, yeah, people just come up, make it a day of it, and, it's a tradition for a lot of families and for a lot of Steeler fans who come in from out of town.
I think that's a big thing, and they do it. Now, how many more weeks? Do they have two more weeks? Will they be up there? How long will they be up there?
Yeah, so this is the end of the second week, this today and this weekend, and they're up there. I think they got four practices next week before they got the Texans game, and then they got an abbreviated week the week after before their next preseason game against the Bills. They're up there for, I think, three practices that week. So we're about halfway through. This week was the first in pads. I think it's been physical, a couple of, fights the last couple of days. So guys are maybe getting tired of each other. Maybe it's good that the Texans are coming to town a week from today.
Well, I mean, the big thing with that is, I mean, it seems like a recurring question we keep asking everybody that comes on these airwaves. How much of the quarterback one will they see tonight?
Based on practice, I think you'll see him throw some 7-on-7 stuff, maybe some handoffs during team, maybe a little bit more, but he hasn't been full go yet, Paul. We're talking about Russell Wilson, of course, and, as the days go on here, Paul, you got to wonder if he's not a full practice participant by this weekend or early next week. I don't know that they're going to play him against the Texans. I mean, I think you would want him to get at least three consecutive practices in pads in before you throw him out there in a preseason game. So I would say if he's not a full go participant by next week, I wouldn't expect to see him in that first game. And, it's unfortunate for Russ, but, Justin Fields is getting a ton of reps, as his replacement. So, what does Mike Tomlin always say? One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. And that's what's happening now with Justin Fields.
Yeah. And I think, is Justin Fields, is he settling in a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I thought the first week without pads, he was a little bit up and down. I do think he's been more consistent here. This week in pads, thought he had a good day Tuesday. That first day in pads, with Arthur Smith and this new staff, I thought, they came in, they wanted to be physical. They're running the football. The offense got the better of the defense that day. So he's doing a good job of being the leader of that unit. Also hit a couple of passes. I remember he had a beautiful ball to George Pickens and 7 shots that day. Right after Najee Harris ran it in from 2 yards, he put up, a fade pattern right to the pylon and George got his feet in. So, he's demonstrating some nice touch. There's still some inconsistencies with his accuracy, but, they're not going to fix that in one spring or one summer. I think they're going to have to work with Justin Fields for a bit longer on that type of stuff before we see that. But, Paul, when it comes to designed runs, scrambling, him throwing the deep ball, that's what he's best at, and that's where I've been most impressed with his skill set.
Are you starting to see glimpses of the fact or the idea that if he has to be the starting quarterback, the Steelers could be okay?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, no, I don't think they would run the same offense. You know, I think it might be... You know, what year was that, 2018, like when Baltimore had Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson? You know, the Ravens kind of like had to change their entire offense midseason when they made that change. Now, I don't think Arthur Smith would have to change his entire offense, but I definitely think you would see more design runs. You would see the Steelers kind of just buy into Justin Fields and who he is. He's not the same type of quarterback that Russell Wilson is. And anytime you have a guy like Lamar Jackson or a Justin Fields, I think you have to play to his skill set. So there would definitely be more read options, design runs, keepers. You know, you would still want to run the ball, you know, play action off Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and give Justin Fields some easier throws to make. But, yeah, I do think they would be okay, but I think it would take some adjustment from Arthur Smith and his staff to you know, sort of adjust the offense on the run. That's never hard. The Baltimore Ravens, Paul, I don't know if you remember that. They made it look so easy. They made the playoffs that year when they changed their offense in the middle of the season. It's not always that easy. But, yes, I do think it's possible for the Steelers to be okay if Fields has to be their QB this year for some reason, and most likely injury to Russell Wilson.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's the question that you ask. Is it really a situation of where if he has to play that they could still win? That's the biggest thing. Can they still win with yeah. Justin Fields? I mean, that's the question I think most people are asking. I think we, you know, and it sounds like he's at least showing signs that he could be the starting quarterback and they could be okay.
Yeah, you know, Paul, the biggest key for me is what's their running game look like early in the season, because – I know late last season it came around and they actually finished 16th in the league in rushing offense. But when Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator, their running game was never good early in the season. It just set their offense back, set a bad tone. You know, they were always trying to claw and their way back into contention. And they just didn't play the way they wanted to play. So if Arthur Smith can do what he wants to do, be a physical football team, run the football, I think that's going to make it easier on Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, whoever that quarterback is. When you have a running game that you can hang your hat on, it just makes the rest of the offense flow. You know, you can do play action. You know, linebackers and safeties aren't going to be able to come up into the box. You'll have bigger passing windows deep. So it helps everything within the offense. And the Steelers really haven't had that. I mean, I don't think, Paul, going back to what? 17, 18, you know, when Pouncey and DeCastro and all those guys were still playing at a good level. And, you know, they've rebuilt the offensive line. I think they're finally in position where they can maybe take advantage of that. But that's the number one thing I'm watching early in the season. Can they get the running game going to help out the entire offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. And I guess the whole part of this offense is the running game, right? I mean, the running game, you know, they're supposed to have really good run schemes and run blocking schemes and you know, really good plays. So you would think that would be a big part of what they're going to do. The question is, who are the five guys that are going to be leading the way up front in the first game? If you had to go right now, what is your starting offensive line based on what you've seen and kind of what you know?
Yeah, well, listen, here, you know, I wrote about this the other day, Paul. I don't know if the Steelers should be overly excited about their young offensive linemen and the way they're coming around, or disappointed in their, you know, their depth defensive linemen. Because when I watch one-on-ones and when I watch team period, those young offensive linemen are doing really well. So I can see a scenario where Zach Frazier and Troy Fautanu are in the starting lineup, but you know, you're probably not going to be able to make that determination until after a couple of preseason games. You know, so they're doing well now, but how do they do against the Texans, the Bills? How, you know, maybe they get a chance to play against some of the starters. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, Mike Tomlin's going to be deliberate, Paul. He's not just going to throw those guys in there the first week of August. They're going to have to earn it. But I still say, I've said it all along, I think Zach Frazier will be the team starting center, and I think Troy Fautanu will be the team starting right tackle before the season opener. It's not going to happen soon, but I still think it's going to happen before that Falcons game week one.
Yeah, that's the biggest question is, like, do people want to know, when are we going to see that guy? You know, you've obviously seen some of him, and I think that, you know, there have been some padded practices, so you've gotten a chance maybe to see him a little bit. You know, what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I think Fautanu has been excellent. He's really polished, and he should be. You know, he's 24 years old. You know, he's a three-year starter, made 30 starts at Washington. And that's the case with all these offensive linemen they drafted. Zach Frazier was a longtime starter at West Virginia. And Mason McCormick, even though it's at the FCS level, he was a longtime starter for South Dakota State. And, you know, you can say whatever you want about the FCS level, Paul, but you get some really good players to come out of there. And South Dakota State has kind of overtaken North Dakota State as the premier FCS program. So I think they got a good player in Mason McCormick as well. So, again, I want to see these guys against the Texans, against the Bills before I crown them. But I've been really impressed with all three of those guys so far.
Wow. Okay. That's good. I mean, I think that to me is the best part about training camp is you get to see, you know, the individual battles. You know, it's not the 11-on-11 stuff is good, and the you know, the seven shots, of course, it seems like that's been pretty even. But I like the individual battles, right? Guys that are, you know, yeah, locking up, fighting, you know, backs on backers, inside run drill. I don't know if they do. I remember when Dave Wannstedt became the coach at Pitt. You know, he went from Walt Harris, who wanted to throw it 75 times a game, to Dave Wannstedt, and the first, you know, week in pads, they literally did like 30 minutes, two segments of 30, like 20 to 30 minutes of inside run drill, where they just beat the hell out of each other, you know, in a smaller grid. They don't do that anymore, right? That's probably one of the drills there, or one of the things that they've taken out of football.
Yeah.
Practices.
That's kind of gone the way of bull in the ring or the old style Oklahoma drills, but you know, they still do get physical and they'll have team run periods. We haven't seen a goal line period yet. You know, seven shots is sort of serves as that kind of, but you know, I think eventually, I don't know if it's going to be tonight or Sunday or maybe next week, we'll probably see a goal line period where it's really physical and they put the ball on the 1 yard line and see who can, you know, who can score and who can keep them out. So, yeah, it's been a really good camp from that perspective, Paul. Arthur Smith is trying to set the tone with this offense, and you know, so far I think they've responded.
Right. It's been a lot of fun, really. To me, just sort of, it's an intriguing year, Ray, because there's so much new about the Steelers, at least on offense, and there's so much just sort of intrigue. What is it all going to look like once it actually hits the field, you know, in September?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not only the new quarterback, but, you know, we almost did an entire segment here without mentioning the receivers, right? And that, you know, I give credit to, like, Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin and some of those guys, Pat Freiermuth, because they've actually been okay, and it hasn't been a constant topic in the talk show world or in the newspaper world, because you know, they've actually had a pretty good camp so far. So we were all kind of fixated on that in the spring, and I still think as we get closer to the season, something could transpire there. But, you know, so far, George Pickens is clearly the number one. I think Van Jefferson has established himself as the number two. And, you know, now we're trying to figure out, without Roman Wilson, you know, Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins, who's going to step up and be that number three, because it seems like Wilson's going to be out for at least two preseason games and maybe even three with that ankle sprain.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing. Who's going to be healthy, who's going to be ready to play, all that other stuff. But, man, I just want to see what it all looks like when it's all put together, period. And I think that's going to be, you know, what we look. Now, they've added Patrick Queen. They added Peyton Wilson. I know you've seen some backers or whatever. I mean, what do you see from the inside linebackers? Are they going to be as good as advertised?
Yeah, you mentioned the backs on backers. Peyton Wilson, I thought, was really good there. He's so athletic, Paul. I mean, they can use him in a lot of different ways. That's going to give Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin a chance to you know, be creative. You could see him coming up the middle on blitzes. I could see him covering guys. He's so tall and rangy. I think you put him on the edge once in a while, even if he doesn't get to the passer, he's going to disrupt passing windows because he's so tall and so long. So I want to see what he looks like in sub packages. You know, Queen is his first camp with the Steelers. You know, he really didn't warm up the backs on backers on Tuesday. Maybe he'll be a little bit better today when they do it at the night practice tonight. But undoubtedly, he's going to be a good add for that defense. Whenever you ask somebody, one of the vets like Cam Hayward or TJ Watt, about Patrick Queen, the first thing they mention is his speed. So he brings speed. Peyton Wilson brings speed. And I think that's something that was desperately missing from the middle of that defense last season.
Right. That's the thing. I think that's the thing is the inside linebacker, the middle linebackers, whatever you want to call them, I think they're going to be really a team strength. And if you do that, they figure out the corner spot opposite Joey Porter, assuming Cam Hayward is, you know, fully healthy, that defense has a chance to be every bit it's been advertised, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, listen, Paul, I mean, we say it every year, but if they stay healthy, I think this has the makings of being a top 10 defense once again. I am a little bit worried about the depth, the quality depth on the defensive line, and I think depth in the secondary is a concern too. You know, you got Corey Trice working his way back this year. Can he develop into the top outside corner, you know, the top backup on the outside? You know, Cam Sutton eventually is going to come back, but who starts for him in the interim? So there are some issues with depth around the defense, but if you just look at the starting 11 and the caliber of player they have coming back, they're in pretty darn good shape.
Right. I think so, absolutely. So, well, Ray, I know you're going to enjoy the practice tonight, and I'm sure you're going to get it in, and hopefully it's as entertaining as it should be, and we get to see maybe the quarterback won a little bit too.
Yeah, next week we'll be talking about preseason football, so it's coming quick.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Paul. See ya.
All right. That was Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. Listen, there's reason to be excited about the Steelers, for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.